Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast from the Veg Grub podcast. It is the 2nd of February 2023 and isn't the time just flying by? Hope you're all well, and I've got a few things I want to talk about today. I haven't sown any seeds today. I did get your seeds in the postbox a couple of days ago, so I always feel trying to do them so early, it's worth just waiting a few days before we even consider trying to send out some seeds, sowing some seeds. So I'll start sowing seeds on Sunday. What else did I want to talk to you? Beginning of this week, Monday, I mean, when I was editing Monday's podcast and it started earlier that day, I had one of my bad migraines and it lasted, well, it went to more of a headache Tuesday and Wednesday. Finally got rid of it today. So, I'm very behind on a great number of things. In fact, when I finish recording this, I've got to get out a Two Gardeners, One Story podcast that I do with Lee. Very behind, as well as the videos and things. But we'll make up for that. It's annoying because last week I was really up on top of keeping everything up to date and had a real role with everything. And then this week, amazing, this headache just causes a lot of problems. Thankfully, it is only sort of January, February time that I'm getting this migraine and not into when we're really trying to grow our vegetables and everything, because that can be very, very challenging. Now, what do I want to talk to you about today? First of all, I just thought I'd change a few things up with this Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. And I thought I'd share with you just a few seeds that we could sow this weekend. These are on top of the seeds I've sent out, of course. Now, as February rolls around, it is the perfect time to start planning and preparing for your vegetable garden or allotment. And here are some of the seeds that are ideal for sowing this month here in the UK. Now, broad beans are a very hardy crop that can withstand the cooler temperatures, making them a great option for sowing in February. They'll be ready to harvest in late summer, providing a fresh supply of beans for your kitchen. In case you haven't figured this out, I've written a bit of a script out just to try and practice. I used to always write the podcast scripts out and read it without sounding like I'm on a script, but I haven't done that as of lately, so I'm just trying to get back into that. But yeah, broad beans. I actually sowed my broad beans back in November and they got killed by frosts. Luckily, I had some in the greenhouse that are going to start hardening those off to get those ready to go outside. What else could we say? Parsley. Now, I sowed parsley at the weekend? Yeah, I think it was. I sowed my parsley in my veggie pod and it's one of my favourite herbs. Anyway, parsley is a very versatile herb that is perfect for sowing in February. It grows well in cool conditions and provides a fresh supply of leaves to add flavour to your dishes throughout the year. So parsley is definitely one that I recommend. Winter salad leaves. A variety of winter salad leaves such as mustard greens, cress and claytonia can be sown this month. These leaves are packed with flavour and are perfect for adding to your winter salads. Always try and grow salads because I do enjoy a lot of our salads. And then chard. Chard is a hardy, leafy green that is ideal for sowing in February. It will provide a crop throughout the spring and summer, making it a great option for those who want a steady supply of greens for their kitchen. So there we go. That's four vegetables that we could be sowing this weekend on top of what we've already got. Now, what about other garden or allotment tasks to do for this weekend? Now, with the seeds sown, which I'm hoping to sow a lot of my seeds on Saturday morning. After that, I've got an interview to do with Charles Dowden. I'll get into that in just a moment, actually. But then it'll be time to start tackling some of the other tasks involved in our vegetable garden, particularly. So cleaning up any debris from over winter, fallen leaves, dead plant material, etc., etc. This will help keep your garden or allotment tidy and free of any potential pest problems. But at the same point, pests or predators of pests, should we say, ladybirds, etc., they need somewhere to still be hibernating. So don't be too tidy, but at the same time, it is a good thought. Fertilizing. Apply fertilizer to your vegetable beds to help support healthy growth. This will give your plants the nutrients they need to thrive and produce a bountiful harvest. Of course, if you've not got green manures or if your beds are empty, it's probably worth adding some grow more or some other vegetables like fertilizers, solid ground, solid fertilizer, slow release fertilizer to get them in the ground and start working before your plants go in there. Planting. If you have any bare root fruit trees, bushes or canes, now is a good time to plant them. They will give them plenty of time to establish themselves before the growing season begins in earnest. Now, this is a good one, actually, because I do find that the bare rooted fruit trees, bushes and canes are available in Tesco's or Wilkinson's at the moment for not a lot of money, to be honest. They're £7-8, I think. I haven't seen them, actually, but they are a good one to get planted right now. This is probably the last month to get them in the ground. And that's usually when the supermarkets are selling them because they've got the stock from the nurseries who are trying to get rid of it, basically. Get them in the ground if you are getting them and if you are interested in getting them. I've been thinking about an edible forest garden lately, but I'll get into that another day. Now, finally, staking. If you have any tall growing plants, such as sweet peas or normal peas, make sure to stake them if they are growing. Broad beans as well, for that matter. Now, they will need a bit of help as they grow, and this will prevent them from falling over and will ensure they get the sunlight they need to thrive. Purple sprouting broccoli is another one I'm thinking of that could do with a bit of staking if you've still got some of that growing. So, yeah, I think that is a few jobs that we could be doing this weekend. Myself, I'm going to hopefully finish work early tomorrow and get down the allotment and just have a bit of a tidy up down there. I'm happy with the allotment at the moment, I've got to say. And then Saturday, so I'm interviewing Charles Dowden in the morning. I'm going to sow some seeds before then. And then in the afternoon, once I've run a few chores, probably just also be tidying up and trying to dig out a few more of the bushes from our front garden. Then Sunday, I'm off to Seedy Sunday, which is a seed swap down in Brighton. I know a couple of you guys are going there, so be good to see you there. Charles Dowden is also doing a talk there. So it's going to be a good day out. And I always feel Seedy Sunday is the first show of the year. It just gets the excitement going, ready for this growing season. So, yeah, looking forward to Sunday, to say the least. Of course, we got our live show on Sunday night where we're talking about what seeds we have available to swap. Now, I've also, in my notes for tonight, I'm trying to improve things all the time. I've got a tips for success. Finally, these are a few tips that will help ensure your vegetable garden or allotment is successful this year. Watering. Make sure your plants receive enough water, especially during dry spells. I think that's a good thing. At the moment, I've got plenty of water in my water butts, and that's what I use to water my garden, and that's what I will continue to use to water my garden. So that's definitely something I'm making sure. Weeding. Tackle any weeds that may have emerged since your last visit. Weeds compete with your plants for nutrients, water, and sunlight, so it's important to keep them under control. I'm definitely finding at the moment that by tackling all the weeds at the moment, it's easier to keep them under control. And there's a saying, if you hoe when you don't see a weed, you will never see a weed. And I think that is very, very true. Next tip for success, rotating crops. Rotate your crops from year to year to help prevent the buildup of pests and diseases. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of debate about rotating crops, I know, but I do try to do that. And finally, planning. Plan your garden or allotment so that you have a mix of early, mid and late season crops. This will ensure you have a steady supply of fresh produce throughout the growing season. Again, yeah, planning. I'm a big, big, big fan of planning. So I do think that is a good one. Well, that is it for today's Supporters Club podcast. Hope you found it useful. Hope you found the tips and suggestions helpful and that you have a great time sowing the seeds and tending to your garden and allotment over this weekend. Please do let me know what you have been up to. And as I said, I am trying to improve things all the time, including the Supporters Club podcast. So expect a bit more of these sort of tips and tricks to really build on things. Anyway, I forgot to mention, as I was wrapping up, I was going to mention saying, I have been sent a couple of books this week. One is Charles Dowden, No Dig book for kids, which I'm really enjoying. Good book. And you'll hear more about that when he comes on the podcast. I'm hoping to get that out in a couple of weeks. I've actually been sent two copies of that, so I'm going to contact the people and find out how to send a copy back or what we can do with the other copy. But the other book that I've been sent is, I believe it's from America, but it's called The Container Modern Victory Garden. I haven't had the chance to read it yet, but it's a very comprehensive book when I've flicked through. So it's a very, very good one, I think. And it's, again, that author is going to be coming on the podcast probably in March to discuss that. So that's going to be a lot of fun as well. Right, just thought I'd share that with you. You take care, and I'll speak to you again on Sunday.